We're on page 36, I believe, which is in the middle of Isir Aleph, the second major speech in the Maimer HaShlishi. And as we learned the other days, his speech here is a presentation of an idea that, as we said numerous times, that there are mitzvahs sichlius and mitzvahs not sichlius, and the philosophical mitzvahs, and that a person, by using the philosophical mitzvahs, can get himself to be motivated to do the other mitzvahs. That's basically the theme. He talked about brachas, how the brachas that we make are supposed to awaken us to do things properly. I had in mind last time we learned that for a day or two I would just be careful with all my brachas. I remembered sometimes right when I finished the bracha that I had thought that I'll do it, but the next bracha I'll do, I'll try to remember. Okay, we are on page 36 in this print, and I think, what? Kalashi Yosef? Yeah, Tosefes Mekareves El Olikim, the third line. The more that a person adds in this way of serving, in this way of thinking, he'll add closeness to Hashem. Kamosha Amar David, Pi Yisaper Tzikosecha, Kol Hayom Tshuasecha, Kol Yedati Sefayreis. My mouth will speak your righteousness all the days, all the day what you help me. You can't count all the chesed Hashem does. We can't count all the praise, like we say in Nishmas. I'll praise Hashem always. Now here he goes on to another step. He says, V'ahava v'ayira, mein safik nchnoseis b'nefesh im elu ha'inyonim. Now he goes to the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. He says, "Main suffic, without a doubt, nichnosa is benefesh emela hinyanim." The method that he's discussing here of constantly having an awareness of the mitzvahs to midiyais, they bring Ava and Yira memela. Mishuarim bishur toyroi k'day shleitavi asimcha. He gives an example. He said earlier that even a mitzvah sichli, not sichli, has to have a shir. You have to know how much. Like Kibbut Aveim was the example we used. How much is Kibbut Aveim and how much is too much? How much is too little? Every mitzvah has a shir. So he says, through the process of thinking in what to what you do, Meshu'orim b'shur Torah. A person will measure his mitzvahs with a Torah dika measurement. The simcha of Shabbos and Yontif shouldn't be so extreme that it brings a person to levity and to an abundance of giving into his desires and wasting his time. He'll be partying so much that in the middle of davening he'll go out and have kiddush or something. Yeah. And so the simcha shouldn't go too far. And the reverse, that there shouldn't be yira shemayim beyond the boundary. He'll have such fear of God that he'll say, God will never forgive me. Yishar daye kol yamav, and he'll be a warrior all his days. And he'll be over on everything Hashem commanded him from simcha if he's busy with yira. You should rejoice, and the person who has only yira is not going to rejoice. And if he's busy with yiras Hashem, he won't say to sing the praises of Hashem. That's an important line, that Hashvach Haylech Achar Asimcha. On the bottom he has a phrase, Oitzavin Moilid Hakasva Netira. Joy brings a person to praise Hashem, and sadness brings a person to negative traits. And it is that way. Very often a person says things like, I have questions in Emuna, and what he's really saying is that he's depressed. Very often, sometimes philosophically, a person can have questions. But when somebody tells me he has questions in Emuna, I try to find out if he's suffering from depression. Because that's the human nature, that when a person is sad, Hashvach Haylech Achar HaSimcha, praise of God goes with a joyful life. And itzava in moilet hakas v'netira, and sadness gives birth to the reverse traits. If you don't serve Hashem with joy, so then you will serve your enemies. You'll do averis. So he said, Ava or Simcha and Yira have to have a measure. The same thing with Kina. So Titzianu Akina by Chayat Tichias Amisecha, but Divrei Hachachmas lead the Kasa and the Tira. An extreme, the Kina also has to be with a measure. If he has too much, it will bring him to anger and revenge. V'titrid Nafshay, may his Dakos be Tesatfilais. And when he's davening, he'll be distracted as well. V'yishav b'libay tzidek hadin, yishav shi'aloi l'mogein u'lemister me'apagam v'atzoris aves b'yaylam. A person should put in his heart his understanding of Hashem's justice in a way that allows him to deal with the news of the world, the difficulties. How so? Z'yishashay b'navshay tzedek b'yirei hachayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to, a person really has to decide that the Creator is just. And see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads the world with wisdom. So here I'd like to share with you Rabbi Chanan's insight into this idea. He says here, he's talking here about the fact that the world seems unjust. That good people suffer and bad people are sometimes affluent, and it's very hard to deal with it. I mean, we could deal with it philosophically. We know that Olam Hazeh is not a world of reward and punishment. The ultimate reward is in Olam Haba. The problem is the Psukim in Chumash that seem to say not that way. The Psukim in Navi certainly. That seem to say that if it seems to say that there is reward and punishment. They have explanations. But with all the explanations, it doesn't go with the simple pshat in the pasuk. Rabbi Chanan maintains that this idea, She'ein hadeyas mesigas parateha, aval mesigas kilaleha, that all the psukim in the Torah are not speaking to individuals. When the Torah talks about schar and einish, it's never speaking to the individual. If an individual, then I'll give you a reward. There's no such thing in this world. It's only talking bichloleha. When Klai Yisrael bichloleha goes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, then there's hatzlacha. When Klai Yisrael bichloleha, it means bichloleha means the people over an extended period of time. So if you want to do a study, you can't do a study anecdotally, you have to do it with a general picture. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Mamorim maintains that all of the psukim in the Torah and the Nevi'im that talk about Schar and Einish, they're never talking to an individual. They're always a message to Klal Yisrael. You don't find a Navi going to one person. Well, it could be he's telling him now, if you don't do this, you'll die. But he's not telling him in the Derech HaChayim that individuals are the way. Every individual has his own tafkid. Tafkid could be to be rich, his tafkid could be to be poor. And his tafkid has to be fulfilled, whether he does mitzvahs or he doesn't do mitzvahs. So any individual, it's hard to explain. But the klal over a period of time, and the klal of Klal Yisrael, can be seen. And that's this idea. Ein ades mesigas parateha, aval mesigas kilaleha, ba mesheim reyes mitikun habriya bahem. There, any time you talk about one specific thing that gets a reward in this world, if it's true, it's not possible to measure it, because unless you have the whole picture, so you say that every individual, this charity has a little better than he would have had otherwise. A person can't know what he would have had without it, what he has with it. So it's very difficult to take one thing and do it and try to measure it. It's just not possible. You know, you tell a person, if you eat vegetables, you'll be healthier. There's no one person you could show that he's eating vegetables and because of that he's healthy. It's not possible. You can take a study of the whole populace and see that people who eat well generally live longer. But you can never see it on a person. It's not possible to see.
They say that when you eat a lot, of course, if someone is skinny, it's going to live longer. But studies have shown that the heavier person is going to live longer.
Is that true? Heavier people live longer? It's good to know. I think I have to take on that Kabbalah.
In my
survey. Okay. It's interesting. Okay. At any rate, it's an idea that ein adeis mesigas proteh avol mesigas kalola. Huh? He goes on. A meshakala meyapliyos hamayros akavonas chacham v'chafetz yedei aviyachol. Again, a person who understands he's a creator and doesn't see justice in the world, he has to realize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a chacham v'chafetz yedei aviyachol. Hashem is capable of all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives all of his creatures what they need. Mechushim nestarim, v'niraim, v'ruches ve'evarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people, naturally, all of the senses that he needs and the limbs that he needs. V'sam ha'kelem afikim ru'uyim l'ruches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put for each thing the kelem that it needs. Sam l'tzivuim, midas ha'gvua, v'kli ha'drisa v'ha'teref. Those animals that eat the other animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave those kelim for drisa and terah, for shum la arneves, and he gave for the arneves, ula ayil, the, whatever an arneves is, some type of jackrabbit, ula ayil, kli habericho, midas hamayrech. He gave him the abilities that these creatures need. Umishimachashim, abriya seivar, vetelasam, va'archa min haruchais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all of the different abilities that people have, or creatures have. A person can see in nature a divine guidance, what they call today a intelligent design. And if he realizes that everything Hashem created, it was created with kindness, then in Yavi Shinun Hamashava Hadroi Islai, then when he has a thought that it's not fair, the rabbit is eaten by tzvuim, by those animals that are that are animals of prey. Vazvuv l'achvish, and the fly by the spider. Yoshev alav asechol v'yigar by loymar. So his brains will tell him, Eich ayaches ha'avel al-chacham shenis barali tzidkai. If you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu tzidkis in everything, so then, when you don't understand something, you say, how can I blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu? She'nenu tzorech el ha'ovel. V'ilu ha'ya tzidas ha'tzvum lai never tzidas ha'achvish l'zvum b'mikra. Even would just happen, ha'yisi yomer b'taynis ha'mikra. I would have tain against it just happening. Achani ra'ya ha'chocham ahu ha'manig ha'tzadik hu ha'shasam kli ha'tzir ha'tzayad la'aryeh b'gvura. V'yecheles v'shinayim v'tzipronayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the lion the ability and the tools to be an animal that feeds on other animals. B'sama achvish niskar or mushkach l'tachbula. And the spider knows how to trap. B'sama l'yariga l'vush mebli l'mida. Mavli l'mida. And he gave him the ability to spin a web. Yareg ha'svachim l'zvuv. And he weaves his traps for the fly. V'sama l'kelem ruyim l'lechas hazais. Just as fish eat fish. So obviously it's a wisdom that a person doesn't understand. So he's saying is that a person, again, the theme here is that if a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, then life is easier. So when individual things happen that are not possible to understand, that defy reason, so a person who reminds himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his wisdom, created everything, and I don't understand it, so this I don't understand either. It's sort of, if I had to give you an example, my car is misbehaving, and I go to my mechanic, and he sticks his hand under the hood, and he pulls out a little contraption, he says, this has to be replaced. I tell him, it doesn't make sense, that little thing has to be replaced, that's making all these problems. So what does he tell me? He tells me, look, you don't know how a car works, so you don't know why this thing has to be replaced in order for it to work. The same thing today with computers. It's all the more that way. I don't understand how computers work at all. So certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. If a person takes the time to see the intelligent design in the world, then a person will figure that those things that he doesn't understand are also done with an intelligent cheshbon. That's his theme. And again, it's going with the theme all along, that the philosophical mitzvahs are there to help a person along in Olam Hazeh. That's the theme in this whole piece. Umisha nisiyashev al nafshay ze hayakamashaimrim al nachimish gamzu. Somebody who thinks about this all the time will be like nachimish gamzu. Kol hashetum tzeiu tzara oime gamzu lebracha. V'yichye chayim harevim tamid, and his life will be sweet. V'teka lolov atzaris, and the difficulties will be easier. Aval efshe sheyismach behen kishiyagish lov and sheyesh lov. Maybe he'll even be happy if he realizes he has a sin, so k'mashiyah for chayva, like a person is happy and pays up his debt. U'sameh b'masha hekel me'olav mimenu, and he's joyful that he paid his debt. V'yismach l'schar v'legmul atzaf and loy, and a look to an ultimate good. Rapam used to say in Yiddish, "Emeint as eris frum, eris klug." He had one of his shmuzin in which he mentioned many aspects of life, and he said, "You think he's frum? He's just smart." He mentioned, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu took Atzmei Siyosef out of Mitzrayim. Everybody was busy looting Mitzrayim, and he was busy with Atzmei Siyosef. So what's the pasuk? Chacham Lev yikach mitzvahs. It says Chacham Lev grabs mitzvahs. So later, Ra hayam v'yanais, ma ra harayne shal Yosef. So what happened is that had the Yam not split, they would have, but derech hateva, they would have lost all their money. But the Aron Shel Yosef came and it preserved. So the pasuk says Chacham Lev Yikach. It doesn't say frum, it says smart. So emeit hazer is frum. You think it's come from kite? It's not from kite. It's from wisdom. That's what he's saying here in this whole piece. He's saying that a person is wise enough to think about the mitzvah sichlius. I mean the mitzvahs, the philosophical mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Hakaras Hashem, the mitzvahs to mediais. Somebody who thinks about it, Mimela, will be happier in everything he does, will be wiser in everything he does and everything he observes.